I was so grateful to have been able to sit down and have a chat with composer, bassoonist, and friend Clifton Joey Guidry III. In our conversation, we discussed the release of his newest album, Darkness is a Myth. Stay tuned to hear our full conversation. So we first met at a summer music festival back in 2017. I can't believe it's already been 3 whole years. But since then, you've gone on to receive an undergraduate degree from the Peabody Conservatory, a graduate performance diploma from the Manus School of Music, and you're currently pursuing a master's degree in contemporary performance at the Manhattan School of Music. And on top of all of that, you've just released your first EP, Darkness is a Myth. When did you start this project?
So I started in April, actually, very end of April during quarantine.
Well, that's really impressive. And I feel like everyone's relationship with their instruments has changed in some way during quarantine. Would you say the same for yourself?
Oh, absolutely. It has been a journey with this year bassoon because I was really angry. You know, I feel like a lot of musicians, because everything I had worked for this summer, for the end of the semester, my graduation recital from Manus, it was just canned. So I wanted to process all those feelings in a way that wouldn't lead to further resentment or trauma down the line. So I put the bassoon in the case, and I left it there for like a month. I gave myself time to grieve and time to truly process what I felt, you know, and how I want to go forward with my craft.
So when you put your bassoon back in the case for a whole month, what brought you to take it out of the case for the first time?
So I caught coronavirus when I was going home to Houston.
Oh,
and
no.
Once everything was over and I was like, I really want to make music again. Like, my lungs hurt. I took so much for granted. I am blessed to have lived through that virus. So I wanted to get back to it. And not just get back to it, but take it to a new level. And like, nothing in the album is related to Corona in any way, but I wanted to share my story about my journey of mental health, my journey of self-love, my journey of gender exploration, and like giving myself that love and care that sometimes I didn't get in life, and really validating my life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So Darkness is a Myth. What does that title mean to you, and what do you hope listeners will kind of understand from it?
Darkness is a Myth. It's essentially an album that is telling a story that started in 2017 when I got diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And it's also right around the time I was like out to everybody. So it was really starting this journey to, I mean, where I am today. And like, yes, things are not perfect. Obviously, you know, as we say, it's a whole pandemic, but I have jumped 30 universes over from that one I lived in 2017. Like, God is so good, and I just feel so blessed. And I wanted to tell that story through this EP.
So you've said that you never felt genuinely challenged until you started playing free jazz and experimental music. And I'm assuming there's a feeling of liberation that goes along with that while you're performing, you know, experimental music. Would you agree?
Yeah. Free jazz challenges you in so many different ways, like in conduction or free improvisation, improv in general, or even structured improv. The biggest thing I've learned is silence, is listening. And the people in this community are just so amazing. Most of the people I've worked with that do the same style of music I do all went to conservatory and kind of have deviated from the quote-unquote normal track. This is fulfilling. This is music we're making together. We're not being a cover band. We are creating original work in real time together. It's a true collaboration. And we try to make sure everyone is heard.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of contemporary artists have their own like rebirth story where they deviate from traditional classical music and kind of dive deeper into contemporary music. What was your story?
So my second year at Peabody, I played in their newest new music ensemble. And they brought in George Friedrich Haas, or Georg Friedrich Haas, to do In Vain for 24 instruments. So I got the piece, and Clara, it was crazy. So half the piece is in the dark, you know? And the lights are flashing. It's very microtonal. The technique is a little crazy. Like, it was really hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard, took a lot of focus. So with that piece in 2017, I was like, I want to do this. And from then on, that's when I really just started going towards that path, and then going to Banff and getting to work with George Lewis and Tyshawn, Lisa Harris, Monson Roberts, and so many others, Yvette Jackson. I was like, so it's not just contemporary music that's amazing. There's a whole slew of Black composers I didn't know were here. And it just blew my mind. And the fact that all of these people were not just composers, but they are also actively playing instruments. And that was the biggest inspiration for me, because I hadn't really seen at that point someone that does both.
Mm.
And getting to see people that do both, that are doing it at an extremely high level and are Black. So I was like, okay, I can do this. And that's when my journey of contemporary music really took off. And all the people I have named truly helped me to get to where I am now. And that is what keeps me really hooked into the world of contemporary music, because it is a family, especially with Black contemporary and experimental musicians.
And to quote you again, you've said that you're working hard to create your own space in contemporary music that is truly inclusive. And you just told us about this family that you're already a part of. But I think that there's a general assumption that contemporary music spaces are usually more progressive than traditional classical music spaces. But I know that you disagree. Why do you disagree?
To be very frank, a lot of these contemporary ensembles either have one Black person or zero.
Right.
A lot of these ensembles were formed from people who have met in college or just really close friends. And for some reason, they felt like they haven't had to expand past that. A lot of them don't have actual auditions. It's usually invite only. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
What is the difference from an orchestra having an invitation only audition and a contemporary having invitation-only audition? I don't see a difference there, especially if both of these groups are ran by majority, maybe 99% white people. What is truly the difference in these systems? Because neither of these systems are actively fighting for Black liberation and Indigenous sovereignty. So it's really sad to see. For me, with being Creole and, I am Black, first and foremost. But being from Texas and my family's from Louisiana, we are Creole. It's not just a seasoning. It is a culture. And growing up with Zydeco music, and it's folk music, I like my improvs to have a little folky feel to it every now and then. You know, it's homage to how I first started hearing music. That is really the whole thing of contemporary music. You really get to reinvent your idea of music. You get to really use your voice. You get to uplift your people, you know, because it is new music. It is constantly evolving. It is constantly changing. And with that, the systems can constantly change. If there is any field I do believe there can be active change in, it is contemporary music. I mean, just like I said, it is new. We can mold it. We can still form it. And we can truly stump out that white supremacy. Just completely get rid of it. Throw away the Doc Martens. We are going to not have an aesthetic with contemporary music, but we're going to have great music.
So where can our listeners find Darkness is a Myth?
As of August 7th, you can find it on Bandcamp. If you search my name, you will find me. Or if you search Darkness is a Myth, you will also be able to find it. Yeah, we drop this Friday. It'll be super exciting. And then next Friday, August 14th, I will be releasing on all streaming platforms.
And where can our listeners keep up with you? Are you on any social media? I know you are, but can you go ahead and share?
Yes.
Share your socials with us.
You can find me at, the at symbol, J-O-E underscore W-E-Y. And you can go to my website, which is GidgeryBassoon.com.
Well, awesome. Thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to, you know, share so much with me and all of our listeners. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
In conversation with Clifton Joey Guidry III, whose EP, Darkness is a Myth, is now available for your enjoyment